In the spring of 2015, Tori Petry found herself lying flat on her back on a turf field in Detroit, Michigan, as she looked up through the face mask of her football helmet and struggled to catch her breath. Another woman stood over her and laughed. In that moment, Tori thought to herself,
"Am I crazy? Should I really have done this? Is this over the top?"
To answer those questions, we have to go back to July of 2013. This time, Tori was poolside in Hollywood, Florida.
It's press photo day at the Miss Florida USA pageant, and boy, is it hot.
It was summertime in South Florida, so yeah, it was hot. But the 71 Miss Florida USA contestants didn't seem to mind the heat. One of those contestants was Tori Petry.
But it's really fun. Everybody's got a lot of energy. We've all worked.
Tori
so
did
hard
both of these things, so taking a hard hit on the football field and wearing a swimsuit and a crown, because she wanted to prepare herself for the job she has today, working in the NFL for the Detroit Lions. Let's go all the way back to the beginning. Tori Petry grew up south of Gainesville, Florida, Gators territory. She loved football, but she probably would have only loved it from the stands, if not for a clerical error.
I was accidentally placed in a TV productions class in high school.
The beauty pageants came later.
I didn't do my first pageant until my senior year of high school. I had actually applied for a scholarship that required me to read an essay on stage at a community event. One of the organizers, her daughter was a pageant girl, and she kind of pulled me aside afterwards and was like, "Have you ever thought about doing pageants?"
Tori hadn't, but she thought about it, and she decided it was a good idea.
I knew by that point in my life that I wanted to go into broadcasting, and there was so much public speaking, there was so much interview training, that's why I did it.
After high school, Tori went to the University of Florida.
And I got involved in covering sports there pretty quickly.
Welcome back. I'm Tori Petry. The Gator football team clinched a huge win over top.
My senior year, I finally worked my way up to being on the football beat, which was the most coveted one, obviously, because it's SEC football. I was on the sidelines for every game that season.
And all that time, did you find yourself ever saying, "Gee, I wish I was out there"?
No, I actually had not thought about it at the time.
Tori says she applied to dozens of jobs after school, but one really caught her eye: multimedia reporter for the Detroit Lions. The Lions called to offer her the job on a Monday.
And by Friday, I had moved to Michigan for good.
You are watching Lions Post Game Live. I'm Tori Petry alongside...
One day, Tori might be sitting in a studio dissecting the team's latest game. The next, she might be filming a segment singing carpool karaoke with Lions punter Sam Martin.
Now you're looking pretty in a hotel.
Tori had packed up and left Florida so quickly, it took a while for her furniture to arrive in Detroit. But she had bigger things to worry about. She had been raised on SEC football. She had a lot to learn about the Detroit Lions and their history.
And so I would sit in my empty apartment on my blow-up mattress and just scour the internet, just really study up as much as I could. And it was like that before I left for work in the mornings. It was like that after I got home from work in the evenings. It was just really digging in and being like, "Hey, I know you doubt me right now. I know that you aren't convinced why this girl from Florida should have come up here and be covering the sports team that you've followed your entire life."
Tori decided it wasn't enough to learn everything she could about the Detroit Lions. She wanted to learn everything she could about the game of football itself. So in the off-season, after her first year, she attended a conference for high school and college coaches.
I mean, I looked so out of place. I am, you know, I am 5'6", and I do not have a bulky build by any means. Somebody approached me and was like, "Hey, are you a football coach?" And I was like, "Oh, no, I'm a journalist. I'm, you know, just here to learn." And so they're like, "You know, have you ever thought of playing football?" And I was like, "Well, not until this very moment that you mentioned it."
The man's name was Keith Thomas. At the time, he was coaching defensive backs for the Detroit Dark Angels.
I took down his name and the name of the football team. And I was like, is this a real thing? Is this something that, people do? And I ended up looking it up online and was like, wow, these girls are legit. This is a semi-pro football team. And this could be an opportunity for me to learn the game of football like I never have before. So I called him up and he's like, okay, come out to practice, bring your pads and your helmet. I'm like, well, I don't have pads and a helmet.
Well, so take me to your tryout. Like, did you prepare for it? You seem like a person who prepares for everything.
Yeah, I definitely do try to prepare for everything. But in this particular situation, I don't know that there was much that I could prepare for because I just really did not know what was going to happen.
Tryouts had already come and gone, so Tori was just thrown into practices. And her teammates, some of whom had been playing the game for years, didn't take it easy on her.
I remember one time in particular that I just got thrown on the ground so hard. I had to lay there and catch my breath for a second, and the girl stood over me, and this is my teammate. She was just trying to help me learn. She stood over me in that moment. She said, "Now you'll learn to always keep your head on a swivel." I was like, okay, you're right, I will, because that really hurt.
This was the hit that made Tori wonder if she was crazy to be playing football. But she stuck with it, mostly playing defensive back so she could give the hard hits instead of taking them. At first, Tori didn't tell the other women on the team about her day job, and she didn't tell her coworkers at her day job about what she was doing in her off hours, which proved to be complicated.
I would show up to work just absolutely covered in bruises, and so I would like wear long sleeves, and you know, the season is from April to June, so it wasn't exactly long sleeve season.
So what happened when you finally did tell your coworkers? Was it the kind of thing where someone spotted one of those bruises and you had to explain, or?
Yeah, well, eventually I did end up having a conversation and I was like, hey, just so you know, this is kind of what's happening. This is why I have bruises. And I think that there was like, oh my gosh, are you going to do something to hurt yourself?
Tori Petrie played two seasons with the Dark Angels. She eventually became a starter, and her highlight reel on YouTube shows that she had some skills. She had to stop playing when she could no longer juggle her work and football schedules. Tori had a hard time leaving her teammates, who'd become friends.
But I felt like I had really learned and grown in the ways that I needed to. I understand this game better. I can see it unfold better because I've seen it from field level and watched it unfold from field level.
I'm having a little bit of an internal struggle because on the one hand, this is such a cool experience and I get that you learned so much. On the other hand, I don't want women to feel like you can't cover football unless you go play.
No, definitely not. No, that's not the case at all. For me, this is just what learning looked like, and I got a lot out of it. But if you can talk to people, if you can tell their stories, if you can help fans understand the game better, that's what covering sports is.
Tori Petrie says she was never the best or even the most glamorous player on the Dark Angels, but as a reporter for the Detroit Lions, she does have the biggest platform, and she wants to use it to bring attention to all the women who are playing the game today.